Therapy break.
Therapy.
Snack break. Oh, I just watched a lot of Jordan Peterson last night, and now I'm sad, and I just...
Now you're a YouTube loop. Now you're in the loop.
I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, and now I'm suffering from manic depression.
Okay, so open up YouTube and show me what your top suggestions are, because I bet they're all, like, Jordan Peterson things.
Probably. I don't want to... It's always, like... But it's always, like, clickbait titles.
Oh, it's terrible. It's all like, of Jordan them. Jordan Peterson,
rats! This other, like, blah, blah, blah.
Feminist gets... Punch in the face by Jordan Peterson! Verbally!
Like, I saw no hostility whatsoever. Yeah. What?
Actually, he was being very calm.
Yeah, it's like everybody on his support side, which is actually a critique of his. Like, a lot of people criticize him because...
His fans are, like, rabid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, Jordan Peterson! Blah, blah, blah. Which is the same thing that people do all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he can't. What do you say about so-and-so supporting you, huh? You're like, I don't know that person. And I wish the best of luck to them, but maybe not their ideas.
Yeah, no, he's, like, totally even keel.
Yeah.
And he gets along with pretty much everyone. I mean, if you can be friends with Bill Maher, more power to you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You're a superior human being to myself.
And that one, Jordan Peterson wrecks entire pop panel. On
Jordan
Bill
Peterson
Maher.
Makes Bill Maher look stupid. Oh. And it's just, like, a normal, perfectly normal like, conversation. Anyway, welcome to Snack Break. The Anchor podcast that's recorded in my car somewhere amidst the parking lots of corporate Amelia. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dad.
It's therapy day today, Tate, because I'm having a bad one. I'm doing the thing where I think I'm going to get fired today that I do every once in a while.
Sweet, cool.
No particular reason. Just having the paranoia and just sort of disenfranchised with everything at the moment.
Mm.
I can't blame the Jordan Peterson. I think it's just me. But, I don't know, man. Just a lot going on and trying to figure out my life, like most human beings, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to put everything in order, in an orderly fashion in my mind.
You and I are like roller coaster people. There are people out there, and I don't understand them, that are not roller coaster people. They got a smooth ride up to the top. And they kind of coast up for a little bit, and then they have a smooth ride down the bottom. You and I are like, foo, 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 foo. Loop-de-loop! Whoopee!
I wouldn't say that.
Are you kidding me? No. Like,
I feel like my
two episodes ago... Not
I feel like my
ago.
Hills are higher and my valleys are deeper, though.
But
I don't feel like it's, like, more...
That's what I mean. That would
Is it more frequent?
That would actually prove my point.
It's I like, think the other person...
They coast up real slowly.
I don't think they do that. I think that they just stay even. They don't get to experience the super high highs. They just get to be like, yeah, man, it's cool. You know what I mean? That would be my critique of that type of person. Like, they never get too upset about anything.
Yeah, those people suck. Oh, those people are worst.
Dan and Tate owns...
Oh, my God.
Check out this clip from Anchor.fm. Oh, dude, Anchor should do clips.
Oh, yeah.
If they had a clip system like Twitch, that'd be brilliant, because then you could easily post little snippets from your show onto social media. You hear this, Anchor? Are you listening? Hello?
Of course they're listening. Like they're
definitely not listening to this show.
The entire employee base of Anchor is like, have you heard this show?
Every day.
It's our prized show. We got to keep this platform up and running for these guys.
Yeah, until Casey Neistat just started his podcast on Anchor yesterday. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yep, we're dead in the water, Tate. No, I've been looking for us to pop up on like New and Noteworthy. You know, just a pipe dream. It's not going to happen.
No.
But I surf it every once in a while.
Where's the New and Noteworthy?
It's just on the homepage. It says like... No, homepage. No. Go. There
Listen.
You go. There
Listen.
You go. Listen.
Oh.
There it is. And then it's on
Dang
the
Dang it,
ride.
Casey. Couples therapy.
Yeah.
We've got couples therapy going on right here.
I know. We should have named it couples therapy.
Yes.
And I could have misrepresented myself as Casey Neistat. Nobody would know the difference.
So does somebody do these images for them?
No. Those are the image. It's interesting. That's actually the image.
Crop down.
It's smushed. The top and the bottom are smushed, and then it's stretched. It's just the same image.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand how they edit it some way. There's some algorithm that it does, but yeah, no, that's just the normal art. But anyway.
Dang it.
So that's my morning. Just like had a bunch of unfortunate stuff happen. And then I don't like stuff that makes me feel like a kid either. Like, you know, like my daughter had a super high fever last night. I had to cancel my stream. She's feeling much better today, but I was checking on her with my wife, like the one and only time I pulled my phone out the entire morning, and like our new director walks by, and like I notice he sees me looking at my phone, so I put it down, and then he goes and grabs my manager, and they walk off the floor.
Are you
now?
Yeah.
Were they talking about me? Probably not. Like, let's be honest. Objectively, they were not talking about me. He probably had something actually important, like, hey, there's this big meeting. Da 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 da. But I'm thinking like he just saw me on my phone, and now he's pulling my manager off the floor. Awesome. But, like, stuff like that, where it's, like, you are actually being conscientious to not use your phone, unlike other employees who are on them constantly.
Sure.
But then, like, the one second that you pull it out, it's like Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of Murphy's Law moments so far this morning. And then...
those have just ramped up the paranoia.
That and, like, found out that I have a certain coworker who's a bit petty, and it turns out that he's reporting to management on people's like break time habits and stuff, and like what time people arrive at work in the morning before the analysts get there and stuff.
Whoa.
And I'm like, bro, come on. Come on, man. You really want to walk over all those corpses to get where you're trying to go? Because that ain't right.
Maybe he does.
Maybe he is willing to do that. That makes me... That's the number one human thing that I feel like is most need. Now, it's in all of us. I get it. But I think that's the number one human trait that is most needed to be, like, stamped down and pushed way down deep and not allowed to do its thing. Because to me, there's nothing worse than, like, hurting other people to get what you want. To me, that's, like, if an alien landed here right now... and we're like, oh snap, that's an alien. And then it was like, hello Dan and Tate, please explain to me the worst possible type of human. I'd be like, it's pretty much just somebody that like hurts other people and uses them to get where they want to go. I'd say that's the worst type. At least if you murder the person, they don't have to like deal with your crap. But if you emotionally murder them, or like cause them to lose their job, that's somehow worse, almost.
Like politics or whatever. I always wonder if politics is as bad as they say it is. Mm-hmm. You watch House of Cards and you're like, how real is that?
Right. You're like, there's no way. But then you're like, is there?
I don't know. I've noticed again, dude. Check it out.
Yeah, that's
not as bad today.
No, but still very popular to park backwards in that lane.
It didn't get all the way down to the phone poll today.
It's a really unusually high percentage.
Yeah.
But you know what I think it is?
Behind us. What?
You know what I think it is? I think it's because because there's a divider. So it's not people pulling through. They're intentionally doing that.
Yeah. No, they can pull through up there.
But... way up there. But they can't pull through on any of these seven right here. That's nuts, man. What do you think, Tate? What's going on with you today?
Two rows.
Is this going to be the show again?
There's two rows. I don't know. It does bother me.
I feel like you're not wanting to go deep today. Like there's something going on. You don't want to talk about it.
There's nothing going on. I'm just a failure.
What's going on, Tate? Daniel owns Tate.
Asked very difficult questions that he cannot answer, and he stammers his way through.
No, not much is going on today. I actually feel really productive.
Good. You're having a good day.
I've been trying to be a hard worker because we had that phone it in episode.
Yeah.
Where we talked about
phoning it in.
Mm-hmm. And so my week has gone a little bit better because I've been thinking about that throughout the week. So I've been trying to like, I don't know, work hard.
I feel like my performance is up, but it's not helping my mental attitude. Like, what do you do? I'm curious about this. Like, so you may have noticed if you're listening to this, I have some mental health issues like most people.
Sure.
I suffer from paranoia and anxiety.
It's predicated on a smartphone most of the time for most people.
What do you mean?
Smartphones screw us up, dude.
Oh, really? You think that's the problem?
I don't think the phone. I think it's the content on the phone.
Really?
Like, if there's something that's, like, a utility, so messaging, that's a utility, maps, flashlight, alarm.
Okay.
What else?
Calculator,
email.
Banking.
All those, if you look at my usage, let's check out my usage real quick.
Google. Bing.com.
This is interesting. Oh, I've already uninstalled Reddit for the reason that I'm about to get on. As I checked my usage, and like it broke it down by minutes, and it was like daily usage over an hour would have been like Reddit and YouTube.
So you were obsessing about your Reddit karma?
No, no.
I do that.
I don't care about the karma because I don't post.
Oh.
I just browse.
Interesting.
Same with YouTube. Just browse. So those two apps consume most of my time. And then Chrome. And I'm thinking, like, how many links do people send me throughout the day? Like two links in a day through text messaging or something like that. So I'm only clicking those links for like 30 seconds. So the remaining 20 minutes is just me browsing like news feeds. It's feeds. Social media feeds are like the problem.
I don't struggle with feed browsing. I really don't. I'm on...
You should check your
usage. No, we can do it. I don't want to do it right now because I don't know what effect home buttoning right now is going to have. And I don't want to ruin the show. But no, I would say news feed, I probably spend no more than 3 minutes at a time. And I probably only check it like three or four times a day.
Feeds. I'm talking about the concept of a feed. Whether it's a Reddit feed, a YouTube feed, a news feed. You got into Jordan Peterson feed last night. You saw the feed.
Yeah, but I was planned. I was in bed. That's my YouTube time. I do that every night.
You're proving my point.
What do you mean? Why does that screw me up?
Everybody does it every night.
I don't understand. Why does that screw me up?
Well, you're not getting enough sleep. Your brain is being active when it should be, like, depressing. Oh, hi, yes. Oh, dude, he's starting an Anchor podcast, too, while driving. Wow, yeah, he is. What a guy.
While driving.
Wow.
He's one-upped us. Good for you, sir. DM. Slider DMs. Slider DMs. Yes, you. Snack break. never mind. Forget it. Hey, forget it. Jeez.
Wow.
Anyway.
So, like, we're constantly, like, doing stuff that has no meaning, and we justify it. I justify it because I'm like, I browse YouTube. It's mostly educational videos, philosophy videos, life betterment videos, things that make my life better.
I do it purely for entertainment. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe you're trying to sell it to yourself, and I'm like, I know what this is. This is mental candy. I'm having a mental cheesecake.
That's another problem. There's a problem with too many video games and too much.
I just want to watch a dude, like, unbox a graphics card.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fantasize.
It's, like, so much more rewarding if we could convince ourselves, which I can't, and this is a mental health problem, if I can convince myself that actually, like, doing something other than that would be better than watching videos or whatever. If I could do that.
You just have to throw your phone. You have to encase your phone in a block of ice for 1 week.
Sure, maybe.
And don't use it ever. So I tried that.
Let's pick like an activity that would be that you would
worst idea ever
mentally like to do.
Just want to say that.
But you don't know if you'd like to do it or not.
Didn't take my phone out.
Hiking?
Couldn't pay for my goods the way I wanted.
Do you like hiking?
Needed to text my wife. Could not do it.
That's the utility part. I'm saying get rid of the other crap or put limits on it so that when you go down the hole, I'm talking to myself, not to you. This is what I'm telling myself.
Obviously.
Like, when you go down the hole, you should be forced to stop and be like, okay, this is going to sound super cliche. Go read a book.
Or, I disagree. I'm going to go Gary Vee on this one. I'm going to Gary Vee you.
Gary Vee is totally in alignment with this.
No, he's not.
Because here...
He says that if you say that the phones are the problem, you're full of garbage. You're full of crap. And, like, that news feeds aren't the problem.
I don't think it's the phone.
That phones are great, and they're only enhancing us.
He completely disagrees. And here's when
that's not true. He says that.
Here's how
we need to find clips.
Here's how he disagrees.
Producer!
Here's how he disagrees. When you're sitting there on your butt, and you're listening to all these, like, influencers, and they're talking about how to, you know, gain the system, and be an entrepreneur, or work hard, or do blah 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 blah, and you're just sitting there listening to them and you're not doing it, that's like baloney. Or when you're sitting there on your butt watching Netflix or playing video games, now he turns into a hick, and you go down there and like you're watching Netflix,
you go down yonder,
but you won't actually get your butt off the table. And
no, but that's talking about entrepreneurship. What I'm saying is he kicks back on the idea when people are like, cell phones are ruining our children. This generation's problem is cell phones.
I kick back on that.
So he's like, no, you're absolutely wrong. 100% wrong.
I would agree.
We're just more aware of... I'm on the boat. We're just more aware of things now. So, like, there's so many more murders now. Actually, no. Incorrect. There's less. We just know about every murder. There's so much problem with bullying. No, I got my freaking face bullied off my whole life. Just trust me. The bullying's not any worse than it was. You just know about it now. Like,
so I agree that, like, phones are really great. And he agrees with that, the utilitarian point of, like...
But they also suck. But that's anything. Any tool can be wielded for good or for evil.
True.
And will be wielded for both by someone.
But that's my point, is that I should have a little bit more self-control so that I'm less lazy.
Okay.
That's it.
Sure. I mean, if you feel like it's causing laziness, like it's causing you to like have issues completing the tasks you want to complete. But for me, honestly, I don't feel like it does. I never think to myself, man, if I could just put that damn phone down. Like, that's the least of my problems.
Oh, man, I do feel that way.
See? So that's the difference.
It is an actual addiction.
That's the difference.
I am not. You are an anomaly. You are unique in that.
Hmm.
That you're not addicted to it.
Interesting. It's true. Because let me tell you a couple stories. We got about 3 minutes left. Did you hear about the woman who like fell off the pier? Because she was browsing on her phone, and like when the rescuers came to rescue her, she like was freaking out and wouldn't let go of the phone, and was like the very thing that like almost killed her.
What?
That was true. Queensland, Australia. And like I helped a lady one time at my job whose phone had broken, I've never seen anyone freak out so bad about anything. I mean, you would have thought like her child, I had like stabbed her child to death right in front of her. Mm. And I couldn't understand what was happening because I can't imagine having my very identity. Like, she literally was yelling, "You can't take my phone. This is my life." Hmm. Like, causing a scene in the store. And right. I was like, I can't understand this lady right now. I can't actually put myself in her shoes. Right. Like, I'm trying
it's no
and I don't.
A utility tool
now
for
it's
her.
Bizarre to me. Like, she's actually wrapped up her entire identity as a human being with this device.
So I don't get that. That's pretty nuts. I'm not that far gone yet, but I could be there. I definitely could be there. My problem is not that I will like shirk a crucial responsibility. Like, I actually mowed the lawn yesterday, so I didn't just like sit on my phone, but it's at sleep time. It's like, if only I could put this damn phone down and go to sleep. Or this morning I woke up, my alarm went off. I was supposed to go to the gym. And I looked at my phone for a second, and I was like, if only I could put this damn phone up and get my feet out of bed. And I didn't. That's a problem.
Hmm, that is a problem.
So I uninstalled Reddit then. And
Interesting.
I uninstalled YouTube.
Wow.
Because if I do need to watch a video, someone will send me
yeah,
the
and do the web portal.
Link. Yeah.
And you can do that on
the
your
web
phone.
Portal? Whoa!
Oh, wow! A genuine web portal!
You've seen the...
Well, we really didn't get into my issues, but we can talk about that more next time. Yeah. No, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I didn't really want to talk about it.
Anyway.
It's hard. It's a tough place to
thunder.
Go to. No, there's no thunder. There's no thunder stolen.
Okay.
Basically, I guess what I was going to talk about, maybe we carry this through to tomorrow's episode, is just like, what do you do? Like, what... I wonder how other people deal with, like, when their mind goes to a dark place. Especially if you have the awareness to know that, like, it's not real. You know what I mean?
Do most people have awareness?
I don't know. I have what I would refer to as like 50-50 awareness. Like, somewhere deep down inside, I know it's not real and I'm just having a moment of psychosis. But it feels very real too, so I'm like questioning it. Like, I know this isn't real, but wait, is it? Like, I know I'm not a problem employee and I'm definitely almost certainly not going to get fired today, but it sure feels like I might, you know? Mm. But I wonder if like, that's a good question. Maybe some people don't even have the realization that it's like, it's in their head. You know what I mean? Like, if it's bad enough. But I know, like, my wife, she has suffered from extremely bad postpartum depression and a lot of issues since her second child was born. And even she will tell you, and her issues are much more serious than mine. She will even tell you that she knows 100%. Mm. Like, as soon as the attack starts or whatever her event is happening, she is fully aware that it's not real. Mm. But it doesn't change the impact that it has.
Right.
So, like, I just wonder if there's good, like... And I'm not talking about, like, oh, you can do a meditation exercise. I mean, I'm talking about, like, is there a mental way to get yourself out of it, like, via thinking.
Right.
But anyway.
Because thinking usually just leads to more manic.
Right.
Manic thinking.
Exactly. And so, Jordan Peterson's wrong. Thinking is a bad thing, and we should all stop.
Yep.
Snack break. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Daniel Coward destroys Jordan Peterson.